system. What kind of heating system do you have in this?
Central
air and heat. Mm-hmm. Is, so it just works, just whichever one you want. Mm-hmm. You can
yes.
turn one way or the other.
Yes.
Mm, that's really neat. Now, back to Little Rock, where would be like the main offices of the banks and things like that? Where would they be located?
On Capitol.
Oh, right.
They are just
right.
Most in the same vicinity.
Mm-hmm, they're mostly in. Yeah. How about the oldest stores?
Well, I would say one of them would be R. Blass, and then they had Pfeiffer's.
Mm-hmm. And they
then they changed it into Pfeiffer Blass.
Oh, Pfeiffer Blass, yeah. And the area where they're located, you call that?
That would be 3rd and Main.
Mm-hmm.
And
you call that downtown?
Downtown.
Okay. Now, in this neighborhood, that was one of the things I was getting around to. Now, like, in a neighborhood like this, would people be, as far as income goes, mixed in that way?
Yes, they'd be mixed, but there's a very few high incomes in this neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
because there's mostly older people in
mm-hmm.
this, and they're drawing their Social Security.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
some of them are drawing
mm-hmm.
the welfare
mm-hmm.
check, so therefore the income in this neighborhood would be low.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, is there a name for your particular neighborhood? Do you know?
Well, yes, sir. Some call us, Doc call us the old name for it, and some
mm-hmm.
of them call it Eastgate. It's
mm-hmm.
a new name.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's really considered, you know, as Doc Holler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the oldest name
That's
that
the
I heard,
name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They said this place used to be just all water and
oh, really?
Trees, uh-huh. That's
oh.
one reason they call it Doc Holler.
Oh.
I once met some fellows and they said, where you live? I said, Doc Holler. They said, is it dark over there? And I was just young and I said, yes, it's real dark. They said, how do you get from over there? I said, well, we catch up to a rope and swing over and tie the rope to the tree, and then we'll get ready to go back. We catch the rope and swing and go back up into Doc Holler. Kids are really something, but by using the name Dark Holler, you know,
yeah.
they really thought
they
it
was
dark.
Really dark, yeah. Well, now, neighborhoods like, well, I don't know, the one you're talking about, Grand Mountain, neighborhoods that are primarily black neighborhoods, are there any, like, wealthy black neighborhoods?
I wouldn't say it's any wealthy black neighborhoods in Little Rock, but I would say, and, Granny Mountain, there are quite a few, and I would say not more than 50, and maybe more, but I would say it's not more than 50 people that, you know, have high incomes.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I imagine it's the same over there to a certain
mm-hmm.
extent. There are a lot of people with older people living,
yeah,
but I would
same.
Maybe 100. I would
mm-hmm.
put that
mm-hmm.
stretch a little bit,
mm-hmm.
probably say about 100 because.
Well, are there any like black financial districts?
Well, I really don't know any.
Okay.
Because the blacks here don't have
yeah,
money. They seem
no,
to have
I mean,
in Memphis.
Atlanta or Memphis.
Right.
Or
Memphis
like
is
that,
a quite a few people.
Mm-hmm.
They have insurance business
mm-hmm.
with a
yeah,
lot
like
of money,
in Atlanta,
but they don't.
Too, and there's whole, you know, like
but the
wealthy black.
They don't have. They really don't have it here.
Well, now where would most now, like, so, where would most, say, black middle-class people live?
Well, I would say middle-class would live in University Park.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. And what about...
Because, see, I would consider this being below middle-class.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
but yet you live here though, and you live. You
well,
know,
see, I'm just
here,
one person.
But you're just one person.
I'm just one
right?
person. It would take more than just
mm-hmm.
me.
Sure. Yeah. And you have an extremely nice